Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
If you'd like to sound off about the dilemma going on with Kara this morning, she wrote in and said, "Hey, JKJ, I hope you can help me figure out what to do about a situation. And I've completely brought it on myself. The other day, I was putting some things away in our basement, and I found my Christmas presents. I know I shouldn't have looked any further, but I did, and now I'm effed," her line. Wow. My boyfriend's big gift for me is a piece of jewelry that I hate. It's bulky. It's a silver statement necklace. He clearly spent good money on it because the receipt was with it. The problem is I hate it, is what she wrote. Hate it.
How many A's?
Lots of A's there.
It's nothing like I would normally wear. It's huge, heavy looking, just not my style at all. Trying to picture myself wearing it, I can't even imagine ever putting it on. Not even to be polite. She says, "I feel really awful because I know he tried and I know he's meaning well. But now I don't know how to handle this. I don't want to end up opening it on Christmas morning and pretending to love it, but I also really don't want him to know I was snooping. I keep wondering if there's a way to hint without giving myself away that big, chunky silver jewelry isn't something I like. Or maybe I should just stay quiet and deal with it. It was a lot of money, and I'd rather have something with more style, though," she said. "He should have known better."
Oh, okay.
"I'd really appreciate any advice. I know I messed up by looking, but I'd like to avoid making things worse."
Hmm.
"Maybe you could use this on the show." And that's from Kara. Well, we just did, Kara.
Hey.
What do you think, Katie?
I honestly, the whole snooping part, like, it didn't really clarify if she was doing it accidentally, right? Or if she, like, was looking for
it. I don't think she was
it.
Trying to look for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, that's the part. I think if it was just on accident, like.
Doesn't matter. She still opened it up.
Either way, but here's the thing is I would like her to say something just because if she doesn't, she's going to be stuck with it. And now's her window to say something. Like, this brings me back to a time when my significant other got me a necklace for Christmas, and I was so excited because he was telling me how he went to a jewelry store and picked it out, and he's just like, "I just really hope you like it, you know." So we built it up and everything, and when I opened it, it was a dolphin necklace with like an aquamarine. Jeremy, I don't like dolphins.
Did you go?
I should have. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. But no, but I did get really mad about it because I felt like he didn't know anything about me. We were together like 5 years at this point.
What's your beef with dolphins?
Never did I collect a dolphin. I never expressed a like in dolphins. He said he liked the stone with it. He's like, "The stone is what I thought you'd like." And I'm like, "You didn't think to get a necklace with that stone and no dolphins though?"
So you got in his kitchen.
So
it.
Guys are just weird with jewelry and they need direction.
Up. I've purchased many pieces of jewelry for Nick Nack and
sure
she has loved it.
Sure, it took you years to get there. Your first one, did she love it? Did she
love
it?
Yeah, it was a promise ring and she loved it. She still has it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you can text my wife right now.
I'm just saying, usually
but some guys are
need
dense.
Some direction
some guys are
when
dense.
It comes to your jewelry. So say something.
Phone lines are blowing up. So should Kara say something beforehand and give away that she was snooping? Or should she wait until she gets it? Then maybe just talk about it like a grown-up. I love this for you, but I don't love it for me. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here's Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're good, buddy. So what's your advice for Kara and this goofy necklace?
I don't know. It just seems weird to me. First off, she's just going to put away a box in the basement. I don't know that my wife has ever put away a box in the basement.
Is your wife one of those ladies that's scared of the basement?
That's yeah.
funny.
But
yeah,
still,
I mean,
so what are you saying? That she just shouldn't have been snooping in the first place?
I think she was obviously snooping, like, on purpose to try, because she knew where he was hiding it, maybe, hiding the present,
yeah.
And, you know what I mean?
That's what I was, like, she kind of got what she deserved then, if she was purposely looking for it, right?
But what if she wasn't, you guys? Like, truly, like, my basement's full of a bunch of crap. I'll shove gifts down there, and, you know, but yet Nick Nack will go down and grab the crock pot or do something, and you could stumble upon this.
I guess the layout of the basement is pertinent. Like,
sure.
Is it a finished basement?
Yes.
Is it up in the ceiling? Yeah.
Basement. Yeah. Did you put it up behind a panel, behind the light switch or something.
In a heater. Yeah.
So what side am I putting you on? Does she need to speak up before Christmas or after? What should she do?
Or at all.
I wouldn't speak up at all.
So you're on team shut up.
I'm on team good intentions. He did it with good intentions.
And be happy with that purchase. Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you under.
I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, he went out of his way to get her something that he thought she would like, and turns out she doesn't like it. That's why you get gift receipts, you know? Yeah.
Right, so. And it sounds like he spent some cash on this. So, Justin, I have your vote under just be happy. Appreciate you, sir, for calling in. Here's Angelina.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, hi.
Hi. So what's your advice for Snoopy Kara?
Well, I think as a girl's perspective, I just think it may be hard for her to do, but I think it's a good time, like Katie said, it's a good window to say something now.
Yeah.
Hey, Angelina, turn down your radio for me.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's okay. We'll make this a podcast. You can hear yourself later.
Yeah.
So you want her to admit to her boyfriend that she was snooping and she found this?
Yes. I think it'd be a good idea because, I mean, I agree. He had good intentions. He did this out of love. But I also think she could say she was going down there, obviously, to get the Christmas presents. And, you know, guys, sometimes they don't think about where they put things and... We have eyes. They have man eyes. Like, sorry to say, they do.
Good God, Angelina.
I love that.
I think if I was hiding something in the basement, I would know where I'm hiding it. I'm not just going to toss it on the floor.
You really? Your man eyes, Jer?
Man vision.
Yeah. I love my boyfriend, but I fear he would do the same thing. But I think she should say something and just, you know, say, I appreciate that you really thought of me and
you could
wanted me to get me a gift. But I think... This is something I don't like, and I think he would appreciate that too.
You could say it in a very nice way too, like, I stumbled on this, I'm so sorry, I'm sorry to spoil the surprise, but I'm kind of glad I did. You're so thoughtful, let's go get something else for mama.
Yeah, right. Say it just like that too.
All right, Angelina, I have you under speak up. We've got one for be happy and one for speak up right now. Thank you so much for calling in. How do we pronounce line one, Josh? Asne? Oh, he's in the other room.
Is it...
How do you pronounce... Azane?
Hi, it's Ajane.
Oh, Ajane. We were way off.
Pretty.
All right, Ajane. What are your thoughts for Kara?
Okay, I definitely think Kara should speak up, but I think she should go about it in a unique way and say, like, a friend was given a gift similar to that jewelry and show him a... And then say... I just wouldn't want something this clunky, or like, I don't know if I would want something that clunky.
That's so smart.
That's so sneaky.
Yeah, that's smart.
But smart, because I feel like if he hears that, he'll want to return it, especially if he got it during Black Friday.
Yes.
And then get something that she actually would like.
But any dude with a brain between his ears is going to be like... What?
I know.
Like,
would you, though? Or
I would. I'd be like, well, that's awfully familiar to the one I purchased.
Well, similar. You're just saying something big and clunky, right?
Yeah.
So you can see the style of something
how
that's
convenient.
Big
okay.
and clunky.
But I like it.
I do, too. I think that's the way to go so far.
Yeah, I feel like my husband would not be able to see through that. So
yeah,
maybe
those man eyes, Ajane. That's what it is.
You guys are beating
it's
us
man
up
eyes.
Today. What's up with all these dense dudes out there?
I'm going to use man eyes for the rest of my life.
So what am I putting you... I'm not putting you under be happy or speak up. I'm just putting you under...
Speak up, be happy, and don't hurt his feelings.
All right, I'll just put you under speak up, but in a very unique way. So...
Yeah.
Asne, how do you say it again?
Ajane.
I'm sorry, I'm butchering it.
Yeah, that man mouth, you know.
I got man mouth. You have a beautiful name, and I can't speak. So have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, nice.
I feel like an idiot. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
I can say Liz, no problem.
Hi, Liz.
I can remember that one. Liz is easy for me. Thank you for calling. All right, what are your thoughts for Kara?
I think Kara better hope that her significant other listens to this show.
and figures out that we're talking about him and the gift he got.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're going that route.
I like that, too.
He's all gulp.
Oh, no, I'm not sure the other ideas will work because he's not going to think it's as bulky as she's complaining about. He'll be like, oh, no, I did good because it's not bulky. She's going to think it's perfect. So she better hope he listens.
Okay, so what if he doesn't? What's your advice? What should she do?
Oh, goodness gracious. I would say, I guess, just, oh, wow. Yeah, drop hints, but don't be so obvious. Drop hints and just talk about jewelry. Or maybe if you guys go to the mall, they should go to the mall. And if she sees something that's similar, say, wow.
I like that, too.
Something like that or something, you know? Kind of like, anyway, good luck. I hope she has the best because I got so much ugly jewelry.
I know, right?
Well, if it's made out of gold, you should trade it in right now. Gold prices are insane.
They are.
All right, so you're saying speak up, but in just, again, soft, subtle ways, and then make a trip to Cherry Creek or Park Meadows and just happen to wander into some jewelry stores, right?
Absolutely, yep. I think that's going to be her best road.
All right, Liz, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks, you guys too. Bye-bye.
You know where she needs to go is Rocky Mountain Custom Jewelry in Centennial.
They're going to take care of her.
Absolutely.
That's where she needs
to go.
Good call. Made $100 right there. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hey. Okay, really quick, buddy. What should she do?
Everybody's pretty much thought exactly what I would come clean about it, but maybe just drop subtle hints, you know, via Amazon, via somewhere where you like the jewelry that you know. So come clean about it, but not in such a man-eye way.
Like make it her backdrop on her phone, just like beautiful jewelry on the backdrop of her phone. Be like, I just love this piece so much, I just made it my background.
Yep. Make it subtle. Be honest about it.
Robert, you make a good point, though, here, because it's mostly you have to make them feel like it's their idea. Like, that's it, mm-hmm. right? Like, you're implanting that idea in their mind, and all of a sudden they get a bright idea like, oh, I should change my gift because she's not going to like that. You think you came up with that solution on yourself. By yourself,
exactly.
Right?
Because I'm a dumb man. I don't know what. I can barely dress myself. Okay, I'll put pants on today, honey.
With my man feet.
You brought up pants. I'll wear pants today. All right, I got Robert under speak up. That's like five people now that have just said speak up, but do it in a soft, subtle way. Thank you, Robert. We have time for two more. I'll do Mercury and Michelle, looks like. We'll do Mercury. Hi, Mercury.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we're doing good. What are your thoughts for Kara?
My thoughts for Kara is I honestly think that she shouldn't say anything because honestly, it's like, you know, you don't stumble upon presents, you know, unless you're actually searching for them. But at the same time, though, it's like, you know, he got her something really, you know, something that he thought was really nice and caring for her. You know, I honestly think that, you know, that's the thought that counts rather than, you know, being picky over the fact of you liking the jewelry or not. You know,
at some point, you do have to kind of put his feelings into perspective, too. Like, he thought he was a good boy, you know, and he did something good. And being a guy, you probably see the price attached to it, too. And you're going to think, wow, she's going to be impressed that I spent this much, too, mm-hmm. I would think. So you're just saying be quiet and be grateful.
Yeah, I that's what I say.
I like it.
Are you with somebody? Are you married? Girlfriend? Boyfriend?
I'm actually engaged. My partner's name is Dustin, and we're supposed to be getting married in April.
Congratulations.
So, like, I'm actually real excited.
Do you know what kind of jewelry he likes?
Silver, mainly rings. So I literally buy him rings like once a month.
Good for you. So you know you are tapped
That's
in.
That's sweet.
Thank you for not being a dumb man who has no idea.
I'm pretty sure that he's glad that I'm not one either.
Okay, right? We all
Perfect.
Rejoice.
Mercury, you were a charm. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.
Boy, I sure hope he went to Rocky Mountain Custom Jewelry.
I'm sure he did.
Another $100.
He sounds $200. Like a smart guy.
All right, let's wrap things up with Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi.
You. All right, you get the final word on this.
Okay. I love that last call.
I know. He was all Twitter pated.
I know. I'm in camp don't say anything because my first thought was, wow, it's awfully presumptuous that it's even for her.
Oh.
See, I kind of like that.
Oh, my God. You think it's for a side piece?
Side piece.
Not just any side piece. I think the way she described that necklace, I'm like, that's men's jewelry.
Oh.
Well, now we're getting
That's
kinda.
The plot twist.
Major. Let's get Mercury back on the phone.
Coming in hot.
Exactly. I just, and I guess maybe it's because I just bought my son a big chunky silver necklace for Christmas.
Oh, that's that funny. So it's online.
Okay, well, this was the most unique call.
Oh, yeah, right?
There was all sorts of twists and turns with this one.
My mind went a whole different way.
I know.
Michelle, I'm not even putting your vote down. Yeah. You have a good day, all right?
Bye, Michelle.
All right, bye.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
She's cute. That's something. I don't know what that was.
People would go.
All right, so 5 to speak up, 3 to shut up, and then Michelle. So I think the consensus is, Kara, that you should be able to speak up, but do it, if you're listening, and I know I'll send her the podcast after this, do it in some sort of sly, unique way.
Yeah.
Just don't come full out, you know?
Don't hurt them. Try not to hurt the person.
Yeah, no feelings hurt here.
Yeah.
Good guys are sensitive.
Yes.
Don't make us cry.